break the leaves on her property. We are going to have Chris Morrow's in for the next few days. He's playing the hits for you. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock, right here, right now. It's 9 o'clock on the nose. It's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Hurricane Milton is now a Category 4 storm. The latest numbers show top winds at 155 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says Milton is steaming toward Florida's Gulf Coast at 16 miles per hour. And the time to evacuate? Well, that's quickly running out. Tom Potter and his family live in Treasure Island in the Tampa Bay area. They never finished cleaning up from Hurricane Helene.
Thinking that this storm could be the one that actually takes it all away is pretty scary.
Some people always stay behind. Zach lives in Fort Myers.
I'm in high-rise downtown, so I feel pretty comfortable where I'm at. I got plenty of food and supplies.
Interstates 75 and 4 have been clogged with people leaving for safer areas. Emergency officials say if you're told to evacuate and you don't, you're on your own during the storm. I'm Peter King in Orlando. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
As federal emergency officials prepare for Milton, they're battling rumors and false claims about resources and response after Hurricane Helene 2 weeks ago. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell tells CBS Mornings.
I'm not saying it's not going to be challenging. We know that there's a lot going on with all of these efforts, but we plan for this, and we've done this before.
The FBI has arrested an immigrant from Afghanistan in Oklahoma City for an alleged ISIS-inspired plot to attack the U.S. November 5th. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The complaint also accuses Tawadi of working with a juvenile co-conspirator, adding that he told investigators both planned to die on Election Day. We have asked the defendant's attorney for comment.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in a bipartisan plea to reverse Richard Glossop's 1997 death penalty conviction in a murder at a Best Budget Inn in Oklahoma City. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The conviction was obtained predominantly based on a witness's testimony who later tried to recant his testimony, but apparently was not allowed to do so.
Two Americans and a Brit have been awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry for cracking the code of proteins, the building blocks that make life possible. Among them, David Baker at the University of Washington in Seattle.
The phone rang. And they started telling me about the prize, and my wife started screaming very loudly, and so it was it was a little chaotic at the beginning, but it was very exciting.
The other two winners created an AI model to predict how proteins twist and fold to create complex 3D structures that can block viruses and even degrade plastic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Local power crews are staging near the state line to assist with recovery efforts as Hurricane Milton approaches Florida. We Energies is sending over 24 workers to help restore power. Schutz Container Systems is expanding its operations in Kenosha by adding 2 new plants. They're already building a massive one across from Indian Trail on 60th Street. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company could build up to 3 more plants in the area. A Walworth County deputy shot a man in East Troy after he allegedly approached the officer with a knife. It happened during a domestic violence incident Monday. The suspect remains hospitalized in critical condition. Spanky's Bar and Grill in Kenosha is up for sale. The bar with the self-deprecating sign highlighting its warm beer and lousy food is listed for just under $500,000. And Racine will host a free antique appraisal session next week. The event at the library on the 18th will feature expert appraiser Mark Moran, known for his appearances on Antiques Roadshow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers installing the game plan for their matchup Sunday against the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love has already thrown 5 interceptions this season, but says he knows he can do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you just got to be smart with the ball. You know, you look at last week and we're down, we're trying to make plays. So you're trying to force the ball and things like that. But it just comes down to being smart with the ball, and I got to do a better job with that.
NBA Bucks head coach Doc Rivers says they may have dodged a bullet. New guard Gary Trent Jr., signed from the Raptors, did not need an MRI after suffering a hyperextended elbow against the Pistons. Rivers says he may even be able to play tomorrow night when the Bucks host the Lakers. College basketball, Greg Gard says he's been impressed this summer by sophomore guard John Blackwell, saying he kind of reminds him of former Badger Johnny Davis, who's now in the NBA.
Came back in June. I felt he knew he was the best player on the floor. He wanted to dominate. It's just a competitive mindset to be the best on the floor.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to keep our temperatures in the 60s here for the next several days, but fall is coming. We're actually going to drop our highs into the 50s by early next week. Today, sunny 65. Tonight, we'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Friday, 80, but we'll drop to a high of 64 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Call my uncle, took the message, and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Johnny Rivers on WRJN. For 97 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. Good morning, I'm Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber today. I'll be doing the whole midday thing for you. Cindy's off on vacation for a few days, but nonetheless, the timeless hits roll on. CCR.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before. It's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down on
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Cherish is a word I used to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a plot. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling
hookah, hookah,
deep inside of me.
Chaka, hookah, hookah,
girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
For 97 years, you're home for local news and timeless hits. Good morning, I'm Chris Morrow, filling in for Cindy Huber today, tomorrow, and Friday. Cindy taking a long weekend out in California. So I'm glad to be here and do this with you. Normally, Cindy would be doing her Artist of Record giveaway today, but you know what? It's kind of her thing. I was going to put it together and celebrate John Lennon's birthday today, but I think we're going to save some of those up and do them for next week. The folks at Time and Again Music and More and Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures, has all kinds of great music for you. So be listening back here Monday morning before between 9 and 10 o'clock when Cindy gets it all kicked off again. Like I said, I don't want to mess it up. So I'll let Cindy hang on to that vinyl. And Time and Again Music and More will give you your chance to win coming up next week, Monday morning at 9 with Cindy Huber here on WRJN.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Shop the September Savings Sale this week at All American Do It Center. Save up to 40% on select insulating foam sealant starting at $5.49. Save $2 on Gorilla Glue, clear multi-purpose adhesive. Or save $20 on a rechargeable fire extinguisher, now $49.99. Shop the September Savings Sale at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You can get the job done right.
Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Song by Grand Funk Railroad, and I thought, I wish I was playing Little Eva tonight, so I pulled it out by Little Eva today. WRJN for 97 years, your home for local news and timeless hits. Cindy Huber is off today. Chris Morrow sitting through a beautiful morning. Going to be sunny today. Temperature's going to be in the upper 60s or so. Cool start to the day. It's 60 now at Radio Park. Here's Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
If I had told it that I love, till the nose went, but I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever.
so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
We'll be right back.
Everlasting Love, Robert Knight, on WRJN for 97 years. Racine's home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2, and Paul Harvey back with archived episodes of his famous The Rest of the Story feature. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25. Then we do it again where Paul Harvey was always heard on WRJN at 12:05, right there in the noon hour. Paul Harvey, The Rest of the Story, a timeless piece of Racine radio history, twice each weekday on WRJN. Now time to head on down the hall. We'll turn left and head into the Radio Park newsroom with this update.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A little more than half of Wisconsin students who took the state's main standardized test last spring met or exceeded grade level expectations in English, language arts, and math. But it's hard to compare the results of last year's forward exam because the Department of Public Instruction changed the scoring system. Lead pipes cause all kinds of health problems for Americans. In Wisconsin yesterday, President Biden announced a new rule to require local water systems to get rid of their lead pipes in 10 years.
Saving hundreds of thousands of mothers and infants from low birth weights and children with lasting brain damage. Protecting more than 1,000 adults from premature death from heart disease every single year because of lead.
The president was in Milwaukee yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Local power crews are staging near the state line to head south to help with the hurricane. As Hurricane Milton approaches Florida, local power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. Lessons on fishing and conservation are available this weekend in Racine. The Root River Steelhead facility will open its doors to the public Saturday for an open house. There will be educational activities related to fishing and conservation. People can also participate in guided tours and fish spawning demonstrations. A statement from the DNR says the family-friendly event will offer a learning experience for everyone to enjoy. Act now if you want to own a place known for warm beer and lousy food. The self-deprecating sign hangs outside Spanky's Bar and Grill in Kenosha, with that business and property now for sale. The listing at just under $500,000 says the bar is a longtime Kenosha institution and would be an opportunity for a new operator to take over. And an antique expert is coming to Racine. Next week on the 18th, people can take advantage of a free antique appraisal session with an experienced appraiser. It's Mark Moran. He's known for a 9-season stint on Antiques Roadshow. People going to the event at the library can have one item appraised at no cost. You'll pay $10 for additional items appraised. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are going to keep our temperatures in the 60s here for the next several days, but fall is coming. We're actually going to drop our highs into the 50s by early next week. Today, sunny, 65. Tonight, we'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine, 68. By Friday, 80, but we'll drop to a high of 64 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Oh!
Jeremiah the Bullfrog was probably even more famous than Kermit the Regular Frog. Three Dog Night here on WRJN. Good morning. Cindy Huber's off today. Chris Morrow filling in for a couple of days with our forecast put to song.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You're all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sunny,
you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny
one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
timeless hits. It's all right here on WRJN. Good morning, Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber. Love a little Herman's Hermits. Peter Noon of the band with I'm In to Something Good.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Two-piece custom-made pool cue.
Hey, you don't
tug on Superman's cape.
Mess Around with Jim, WRJN for 97 years, your home for local news. And now tell your friends, we've got the timeless hits on the radio too, along with football, football, and more football. The Badgers back in action this Saturday at Rutgers. Matt LePay has the call of the game at 11 a.m. The pregame starts at 9. Follow the Badgers all season here on WRJN.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs, but what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Chris Morrow. Filling in for Cindy Huber the next couple of days. Got to keep the energy going from the Rascals' Good Lovin'. And sooner or later, it's the Grassroots on WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. notion.